Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I'm still
You Cannot Say, a poem written by J. Hatter and then sung and put to music by the poet Shout Even Shy. This is Deborah Lee, and you're listening to A Team of Voices Radio, sponsored by the poet A.P. Taylor. And we all hang out at allpoetry.com in a group called A Team of Voices. If you are a member or decide to join, which you can do for free, just look us up under the group tab, A Team of Voices, and I'll meet you there. To call and participate in the shows, you just dial in at 1-646-668-2837. Again, that's 1-646-668-2837. And we post the links to the poems that you hear on the shows on the chat wall, and you can click on and read along, comment, call in, participate. We'd love to hear from you. We have different hosts and different topics nearly every night of the week, and you can find the topic boards right above the chat walls so that you can keep up with what's what by just glancing at the dates. Each topic for a show starts with the show date. And with all that said, we are on for Personal Prompt Monday tonight, my show, and we are involved in a color series. and tonight's color is purple. So I have a line waiting, so I'm just going to start opening up these lines so we can get some poetry on. And two of my board members are here, my big brother and co-host Jay Hatter, and sponsor, A.P. Taylor. Hey, guys. Glad you're here.
Hi there.
A.P. Deb.
I guess I'm talking to the mute button. Sorry about that. I just opened up the line for another one of our hosts, Ms. Sky Darkholm. Hey, Sky, welcome to the show.
Hello, Sky.
Hello.
Glad you're here.
Yeah.
And we have Mr. Wayne Gent. Hey, Wayne, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Glad to be here. Hope you all doing fine.
Hope you are, too. And right behind Wayne is Mr. D.W. Prophet. Hey, David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Deb. Me too.
And I'm kind of thinking that it's possible that the 707 could be Irish Rose. So let's see. Hello, caller. Who's am I speaking to?
This is Irish Rose.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gwen.
Hey there. Hi.
Glad you're here. And I have our other amazing board member, Sweet Pea. Hey, Sweet, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Glad you're here.
Hello.
And okay, now I know that I think I have one, two, for sure, that have to read and go. So let me grab a poem and just get us going. Sweet, yours says bump. I don't see.
No, I have it.
Okay. Because I'm good to you and Sky, so I.
No, I didn't put mine up there. I had posted my show, which bumped yours down, so I bumped yours back up.
Ah, okay. Well, you want me to put, Sky, do you have to go too, right? I sound real together tonight.
Well, someone's sleeping out for the evening, so I'd stay for a little while.
Ah, okay. Well then, Sweet, can you put yours directly on the chat wall, please?
I can do that.
Awesome. And you said the word puppy, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to
see. I know.
And I couldn't remember what the photos were, so, and nobody can see them on the radio anyway, so I can't wait to see you have in store.
So, yeah. Heroes come with four paws.
Yeah, no, that's not even for one of my shows. That's for AP's and Doc's special.
Yeah. So, I
don't know that. I don't know that there's not a reason that you can't read it twice unless AP objects.
Yeah,
No.
Okay. Because I totally screwed up the prompt. So, I can read it for next week's show too, AP. But.
Oh, good.
Okay. So, this is Heroes Come with Four Paws.
Hold on,
with 21 guns.
We got to get somebody to get on mute, doing housework or something. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah.
All right. Heroes come with four paws and 21 gun salutes. His nose was cracked and dry, for water was in short supply. His paws cut and raw, marching on duty bound. Guarding his truth, his life for theirs, was a mission of love and trust. Guns and bombs, the noise never stopped to calm him down. Body ramped day and night, fighting to find the enemy's wrongs. Fields of IEDs blow up his men. One wrong guess, and all is gone. Suicide disaster stopped before the gate, snitched on by a howling mate. But there is time to celebrate with tennis balls and peanut butter kongs and swimming dates. 700 men he saved, warning them to back away. Traps and bombs had been laid, warnings he did display, expressing danger when a sniper struck him down. A unit of his brothers saluted. His 21 guns laid him down in peace. One lone soldier held his collar, tears rolling from his eyes. Touched his coffin to say goodbye. He took his leash and looked down at his knees. And to a pup he whispered, "Someday soon you'll be the hero your daddy was to me." End poem.
Kill me. Love it. Love it. I'm waiting. Wow. The tears. Sweet. Yeah. I love the honor and respect that you gave this photo. I love the angle, though sad. That it, I mean, it's war. There's not a lot of happy tales that come out of it. And I knew when I saw this picture that it was going to scream to you. And I guess I just didn't figure that you would make me cry. It's amazing.
Thank you.
And I, you rock. AP, what do you
think? Thank you.
Well, firstly, isn't it a wonderful image?
Oh, my God,
you know,
yes.
Drawn by a school kid, and you think to yourself, wow, you know, what a absolutely incredible image. And then, you know, you see an image like that, and it deserves a brilliant poem, and here is a brilliant poem. Simple as that.
Thank you, AP.
Yeah, wow. You brought it all on, the whole enchilada. You got the sediment down. And these dogs, are the service dogs, are there. They're nothing but heroes. They're trained well, and they got one thing, that's to please its master, and the master teaches them how to save lives. It's an amazing job. Made me cry, damn it.
Sorry. I didn't mean to.
Right.
Get you back.
I was wondering if the next person I'm going to say was maybe weeping a bit too, David.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got me all wet in the eyes on this one, too, Pam. I tell you, this is beautiful. You know, I have had German Shepherds all my life, and that's what this little guy is here in the picture anyway. And I just couldn't imagine somebody shooting a puppy. I don't care what side of the line he's on. You just don't shoot puppies. Dogs have total dedication to humans. It's one of the, I don't know, it's just a beautiful poem, and really got to me. I was hoping when you started out that he wasn't going to die, but he did. And but he wasn't forgotten. And I don't think any dogs that anybody's ever owned that have died have been forgotten. You just don't forget animals, you know. And, wow. This is beautiful, Pam. It was really, really, really nice. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Awesome comments. Now, did I misunderstand? Because I thought they were at Dad's funeral and that the photo was his son. No?
They were at Dad's. No, they're at Dad's funeral, and the photo is of the puppy. The dog looked too young to be military. Yeah, the military dog. So I just made him with the soldier, with the hand, yeah, with the offspring, that now he'll be go training his dad's shoes. The one thing I did learn looking into this is that the actual military dog is always one rank above the handler. I didn't know that.
Is one rank above what?
His handler. Yeah.
Huh?
The dog is always one rank above his handler. So the dog outranks the handler.
Okay.
So he has to follow protocol to of an officer.
Yeah. Whatever the dog's command is, the handler has to listen.
Yep.
Pretty awesome.
Well, and respect and treatment.
Before I let Wayne comment, let's say hello to Chaos. Hey, Chaos, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hello. Glad you're
Chaos.
Here.
Hey, Chaos.
Hello.
Girl. Purple Chaos has retired.
I didn't hear you.
I thought I heard Purple Chaos. I'm like, Purple Chaos is retired.
Oh, I don't know. I just said just Chaos. I don't know. We are delirium.
Purple Night.
Yes, Chaos is delirium now.
Yep. And I wanted to get a comment from Wayne for Sweet Pea.
Okay. The canine units are very valuable to their units. They save so many lives. They're so good. This is a great tribute to the trained warriors. They are assumed for being heroes. This poem is wonderful, carries a lot of emotion with it. You read it wonderfully, and the service dogs need to be honored because they do a whole lot of life saving. And I like this poem a whole lot. Great job.
Thank you.
Awesome comment, and one more from Rose, please. Rose, are you still here?
Yes, I am. I was on mute because my cat was being uncooperative. Anyway, yeah, I really enjoyed this poem, and I love the depth that you took it to because there are only so many animals that can articulate services the way they need to be done. And when it comes to something like that, you know, that's a big order to fill. And I really enjoyed the way you read it and the way you shared that story. Good job.
Thank you. Great comment.
And I said last comment, I lied. I'm sure Sky wants to comment before she reads hers. Sky.
That's just an excellent piece. And even though, you know, there were slightly, people took it in some slightly different ways, I thought the emotion throughout, the storytelling and the heroics of it and the idea of sacrifice and then also going forward and I forget who commented it on it, but said that, you know, these souls that are lost, whether they be canine or human, are not forgotten, and it's wonderful in the end that even though there was, you know, the sadness of that loss, there still was beauty in that hope, and kind of saying we're going to move forward, and he left us something to cherish, and I think that's why a lot of people join the service, and you have to be thankful for that. Did a really good job, and I appreciated the poem.
Thank you.
Great comment.
Okay.
And just 1 second, Sky. Sweet, are you going to hang up now, wait for Sky? Do you want to push your show first?
No, I'm going to wait for Sky.
Okay. Sky.
Thank you. I still don't have a name for this, so I'm trying to figure that out still. So it's Temporarily Unentitled by Sky Darkholm. A bramble of poison and dewberry tea light scarred the sky of her shifting branches. A dry brush terrain of shadow mountains and undefined mirror impressions, mystic in its gaze. She shivers and shimmers, a plume of wild starlight and walnut tresses, steepled against a setting sun. I'm home.
Gorgeous. I love the visuals of she shivers and shimmers, a plume of wild starlight and walnut tresses. The walnut tresses is mighty clever, too, considering the fact that the photo is a tree. Could be a walnut tree. There's just something about it. And I love that last line, steepled against the setting sun. I thought that this brevity came out beautifully. And
thank you.
Looks like quite a few other people did too there. Great read. sweet.
Thank you. Oh, you love the steeples, and I love the bramble. I love that word, a bramble. I thought that was really great. You got a bramble, a brush, an undefined mirror, a shiver, a shimmer, and a steeple. You have such a great way with words. And it just all came out beautifully colored and bright and brilliant. And it just describes everything. Even without any kind of photo or picture to look at, you just feel this bright color of warmth and love and just, I don't know, a sense of sunshine, a sense of brightness around you. Very well done, Sky.
Thank you, Sweet.
Great comment. And, Sweet, did you want to tell us about Thursday, and then I'll get the rest of the comments for Sky?
Sure. Thursday is a Back to the Future, Back to the 80s kind of show. I've got a little challenge out there for everyone. To kind of put together your favorite things about the 80s, your favorite sayings, things that we didn't used to say before the 1980s, like gag me with a spoon, ET phone home, who you gonna call, party on dudes, where's the beef, Bueller, hammer time. So all of these crazy, wild 1980 things, we never came off our tongues until the 1980s, and maybe write a poem about it. I put a few examples out there. Obviously, you can go out and pick your own, but write me a poem about the things we never said before the 1980s that we just can't stop saying now. So I thought that would be fun to do.
Sounds like a blast. Thank you much, dear heart.
You're welcome.
And the next comment for Sky is from AP.
Yeah, wasn't that lovely? I love that you finished the steepled because it does look like a sort of church in terms of the way the trees set up and the images. And, just a really, really carefully nuanced set of descriptions. Really like it.
Thank you, AP.
Great comment. And Wayne?
Well, I said, this is a lovely brevity, wonderful vocabulary, a smooth read. This is what a poem should be, artistic, dreamy, and beautiful. Great job, this is. I liked it.
Thank you, Wayne.
Awesome comment. And Chaos, did you want to comment?
I don't have internet where I'm currently at, but I love the, difficult as they are for me to say, I love the repetition of the S's. It does set up some beautiful imagery even. I mean, I can't see the picture, but it does. She paints a word, so it's really beautiful. And I love brevity, so. I think it turned out really well.
Great comment. And Wayne?
I just commented.
A I'm trying to, that's what I get for trying to walk, talk, and chew gum at the same time. I'm trying to do 19 different things. Hatter.
Unmuted. Yeah, I'm with Gwen, the brambles. Those are like hedges, bushes, right? The bramble bushes, brambles.
Yeah, that's why I followed up with the boys and berries.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Also the mirror, undefined mirror impressions, in its gaze. You're not near the water anymore, are you? Like you were.
Well, I'm in the same building, so I am right near it. I don't have a porch anymore because I'm on the other side, so I have to like walk out of the building and walk around, and it's right there. So I still take lots of walks actually. Most days I try to get out there and walk the river, and I can still see the waterfall. I'm just not right in front of the waterfall like I was.
Cool. Yeah, you can tell your descriptions of water reflections and mirrors. Nice to hear. Good job.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And thank you, Sky. Appreciate it. Are you staying for a while, or do you have to go? Do you want to push your show?
Well, I'll push it, and then I am gonna stay a little while. I'm gonna mute myself though, because I think I'm pretty short of bronchitis. Tomorrow night on Storyboards, I'm gonna have to go there. Sorry, I was not ready. On Storyboards, we are Silmarillion Part 2, the Varda, and we are it's Part 3. I'm sorry, and we are celebrating Ulmo and Nienna. So come by. Check out the topic board. There's a lot of stuff there. It seems overwhelming, but literally just be inspired by their characteristics. And, I mean, he's the personification of water. So if you love water, there you go. There's your connection. So it can be as simple as or as complex as you would like your prompt to be and how you want to take it. We go live. I go live. Between 8:30 and 9:30, I'll post on the board when I go live, and I'll see you there. And I'll probably be coughing, but I'll try to drink lots of tea.
Thank you. Bye. And then Friday night at 10 is Liquid Damage Lounge, and she'll do open poetry. And then Saturday night at 9 is open poetry with A.P. Taylor. And on Monday,
can't hear you,
did you say you can't hear me?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
We have back-to-back open poetry this week at 10 p.m. Friday. Let me mute the phone, and then I'll say it again. That way everybody can hear. I don't know who's doing their dishes or whatever. Okay. On Friday night at 10 p.m., Liquid Damage Lounge is featuring open poetry. And then on Saturday night at 9 p.m., Taylor is hosting with open poetry to back-to-back shows that everyone's favorites, where they can write what they want. And then that brings us to my show again next week. And next week we will still be in the color series, and next week the color is yellow. I'll put the link on the board later so that you can choose your art. In the meantime, I am going to grab the poem. Now, David, is this the one that you will read together? Or is this the collab? You remember you said about reading for... Oh, I guess it helps on the. Sorry about that. I have to unmute people so they can answer. Okay.
Yes, that's the correct one.
I was wondering why you weren't answering me. Well, duh. Okay, I'm grabbing that right now, and then the two of you.
Okay.
And when I saw you take that one, Dave, I wondered if we were going to get some cotton candy and gunpowder.
You knew it, didn't you?
Yeah, it would be a fitting bottle, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. That's what I thought.
Okay. And here is the link. So as soon as the two of you see it, go for it.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, Irish Rose is going to be my co-reader in this. And so I hope we can pull this thing off, right? I saw this picture, and I thought, oh, I really spoke to me. And this has got to be some of the Dark Mother perfume. So it's called Purple Gunpowder and Cotton Candy. And it sounds like this. The Dark Mother carries with her the fragrance of the interstellar, the sweetness of cotton candy, and the hint of gunpowder. It's housed in a special container of supernova bronze and purple glass. Purple doesn't let the sunlight get past this 400 nanometer strainer. The Dark Mother asked me once.
David, my dad, do you like my scent?
Yes, it is sexual and mysterious, sweet with a hint of the supernova tailings.
Oh, my man, I can change it if you do not like it.
No, I love the sweetness and the one who wears it. I love the mystery, and I told her so.
Do you really love me, David?
What sort of question is that, my dear? Well, my man, I'm sorry. It's yours.
Well, my man, I just have to know.
Of course you do. I have been waiting for a lady like you to come into my life, and so now I have one so beautiful I could not ask for more. You shall not go out through the indoor. I had the Dark Mother's interest in 200%. She looked at me with those burning alpha eyes.
Yes, my love, please continue.
Will you marry me, my queen? Just a lowly human man, not difficult to understand, but one that loves you nonetheless. My queen's eyes started to fluoresce. She began to weep tears of joy, liquid diamonds down her lovely face.
You're no one's whipping boy. You have the magic of my tears to chase. You make me feel like a real woman, and that's all I've ever wanted. Yes, my man, I shall marry you.
And so the Dark Mother and I were married. The Dark Mother's bridesmaid was none other than Deborah Lee. Poor Deb was terrified when she began to see where the wedding was going to be, around MAE-7's black hole, its particle jets trying to extol what was going on in its wedding hall. The Queen of the Universe was weeping purple sterol. My best man was my friend Wayne Gent, told me my marriage was heaven-sent. So the story goes ever on. Kiss the Dark Mother's dark energy lips thereupon. 'Tis the spark that kicks the lightning. It's the force that spins the storms. Her embrace just a taste frightening. Her gaze and loving red waveforms. May I present to you my wife, the Dark Mother Prophet, Queen of the Universe. End poem.
The Dark Mother Prophet. Gotta love that. Okay, first, I have to say, Irish Rose, you did a great job being the voice of the Dark Mother. David, I love that you saw that perfume bottle and jumped on the wedding. I must say, good thing I was muted because I started giggling when you got to the part about the bridesmaid and your best man. And I like that there's something about how you put that. My best man was my friend Wayne Gent, told me my marriage was heaven sent, and that sounded like something that Wayne would have said. Do you know what I mean? It was just like it was really, really cool. But I like how you took us through. Just a lovely human man, not difficult to understand. I, a couple of the parts that made me smile. I think that not only you had a fun time with this, but I thought that it was a great way to present them, or you, as a married couple. Very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah,
I think I should go directly to the best man for a comment.
Yes, I said, Dark Mother, why did you not marry me? Thanks for letting me be the best man. I look good in that purple tux. Great job with the question. Enjoyed a whole lot. Good job there, Dave.
Thanks, Wayne.
That was so fun. Hatter?
Yeah, I heard a little Foreigner in there, a little Lou Gramm.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
You got that? It's very close. Okay, cool.
I knew you'd pick up on that, Hatter. I knew you would.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, my ears popped
right
up. it's married to the universe.
Yep. It's amazing.
Yeah, poor Deborah Lee.
Yeah, poor Deb. She scared the hell out of her.
Very good. Made you smile.
Very, very cool. AP.
So I got Foreigner connection. And so my comment is, I've been waiting for a dark mother like you to come into my life. I've been waiting for a dark mother like you, a love that will survive, in comment.
That's
cool.
It.
That could be your wedding song.
Okay.
Second one should be someone who. Someone who.
Chaos,
make me
feel
this way.
Chaos, do you want to comment on the wedding?
Oh, yeah. I haven't been around for a lot of these phones, or been around for a couple of them. And I got a kick out of this one that was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank
awesome.
You.
And Irish Rose, how much fun did you have reading with that?
Well, between being able to read it and my cat trying to make me crazy, I've never been a dark mother before, so this is all new to me. And I got married, too, so it's like, wow. Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Well,
it was fun.
As far as the cat, we have dogs that make an appearance, and we have friends with cats that lap while the show's going on. The animals around here just seem to like to put their two cents in. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. This one is too much, man. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Enjoyed it. Totally.
No, thanks. I'm glad you read with me.
Thank you. Sure.
And see, did you hear the cat? They're very happy to have participated as well. They just said so.
I do hear them.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now let me see here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get AP to read one of the ones I need a reader for. Before I do that, yeah. Hatter, are you one of those ones that need a reader?
Well, I was going to try to talk him into reading it. I don't absolutely, but just sounds better when he reads it.
Okay, I was going to say, you know he will. You don't usually have to twist his arm. I'm going to grab that and put it on the board. And then after you read for Hatter, we'll do Wayne's, and then I'll have you read one that you brought.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, good. Okie dokie. Oh, this is fun. Just read the heading. This is by Jay Hatter. This is because Karen's out of season. And it goes a bit like this. The plane went down in a purple sky, sky, sky. Silence filled the purple sky, sky, sky. smoke in the cabin, panic complete, only one place to go at 10,000 feet. It only happens to others, not to me, not to me. How did I become a tragedy? I should have listened to that violet guy telling me it wasn't safe to fly. I overheard someone say it's a fuzzy day, not a good day to fly. My horoscope asked if I really need to go. I should have listened, but what do I know? I hate flying. It's things like this we fear. I will write a stern letter if I can get out of here. I could have taken a later flight, but no, not me. I've got a 33-watt, 22, word, triple two, ah, were, two, two, word, up, like, word, That's when I felt something inside of me, curse the time. Why did I not step on that crack in the walk? And why did I not know it's all but bull squat? Was there a sign that I could not find, one that I would have saved my life? And now I'm staring, a screaming Karen, sitting just to my right. Gather yourself. Does not help for you to take the last of my time. Ranting in raves, it's not going to save you or any one of your kind. Now simmer down and look around. This is the last face you'll ever see. So sit the fluck down and don't make a sound. Put your head between your knees. Maybe I should have been easier and just tried to please her. And Karen has her reasons. I'm sure no one would mind if I just paid the fine. Because Karen's out of season. And
great.
Great read, and I have to say I've never been more happy to realize that there's not a Karen in the room.
yeah, really.
and,
oh, Lord.
Also, Hatter, what a good sport AP is. But he said, I could have taken a later flight, but no, not me. I've got to, and then he actually pronounced that gobbledygook that you have there in the zap. Oh, my goodness. Crazy. This is so much fun. It only happens to others, not me. Not me. How did I become a tragedy? It was one of those, if this was a movie, it would be a black comedy. Do you know what I mean? And I don't mean that in a racist color kind of thing.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, cool. I'm just clarifying because I don't want to hear it as far from it as you can get. Now simmer down and look around. This is the last face you'll ever see. I was like, oh, that sounded like a Jersey accent there. So, like, you were all over the place with this. And it was really, really fun. And because Karens are out of season. Poor Karen. I feel her agony because I hate the expression Debbie Downer. So, sorry, Karen. AP, what'd you think?
Well, I didn't see it before I started to read it, and I got down to that line, Hatter, and I was thinking, how the truck am I going to do this? And about 3 seconds before I started to read it. And so that was intriguing. But the thing about it was your really good poems sort of don't sit on one topic. They sort of go all over the place. But they have a lovely cadence, and you know when you're going well with your cadence. And so that third last stanza, gather yourself, it does not help for you to take the last of my time. Ranting in rage is not going to save you or any one of your kind. That's just... you know, you in top form. So I read that and I thought, well, Hatter's going along really nicely at the minute, but it's a great verse.
Awesome comment. And Dave?
This was perfect. This was perfect. It's about time somebody wrote something kind of like that, aimed right square at the Karens in the world, you know? I read this before the show, and I was snickering to myself while I read it. AP, you did a grand job of reading this. Really, you did. And I think the storyline in it is priceless. It is, you know, I could just hear one of those Karens sitting next to me on an airplane flight, you know, and it's going down and she's bitching and complaining. And I like the way you took that, that second to the last stanza. And now simmer down and look around. This is the last face you'll ever see. Some words have never been spoken. So sit the fuck down and don't make a sound. Put your head between your knees. Yeah. Yeah, good idea. Yeah, this was fun. I really enjoyed it. It was a great, great poem.
Awesome comment.
Did you ever be able to unmute me?
You are unmuted.
Okay, I am now. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, you know, can you hear me okay? I'm not on mute.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, I did have a disclaimer. AP, can you read the author's note?
Disclaimer? No, I can. My apologies for any and all politically insensitive and/or incorrect content, as I had no intention of being offensive. My mind does not work that way, end quote.
So there. In case there was any Karens in the room.
Good disclaimer. Wayne, did you want to comment?
Yes. Don't be scared of the Karens. They ain't that bad. I bet the last 3 seconds of that plane part was a rush. That'd be better than choking to death. That'd be the last 3 seconds. They say, well, it's all over. Take your head between your knees. Karens are out of seasons. What is this season? Don't tell me I'll never see your face again. I don't want to be terrible. Cool, right? I enjoyed all the things. Great job. They had comedy in it. Had drama in it. It was good all the through.
Thanks, William. Yeah, I was trying to get that hunting season in there. Very smooth. It's sort of like my life flashing before my eyes. That's it. That's my life flashing before my eyes, what I just wrote down.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Chaos, how are you going to do your poem? I went and got it. I was going to have you comment on Hatter and then read.
Yeah, but sky in there, twice.
I love Hatter's style, always. His rhyming style is amazing. This I'm not much on humorous poems, but apparently tonight I'm up for them. just because I'm really enjoying them. And AP read that wonderfully. I have no idea how he got through the lines of I don't know what that was.
I gotta go fix it.
That was wonderful, though.
I saw that. Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
I can't see the poem, so I can only hear
them.
Okay. So it's.
Do you have it written down, or do you need to read?
Oh,
it?
Yes, I have my poem. I have my poem.
Okay.
So
well,
I can read my poem, but
okay, I put it on the board
I can't
for
see
everybody
anybody
already.
Else's.
Okay, no
but,
problem. So go ahead.
Yeah,
that was
awesome. So now I'm gonna bring everybody down. Are y'all ready?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's called Typos, Song Lyrics, and Paint Cans. If only my life had spiraled out of control, something might have made sense. Instead, it unraveled, shooting out violet threads of scarlet memories and blue times that I can't explain. Moments that should make me, but instead shred what's left of me into finer streams of opal tears. Streams that mixed with songs of longing to hear voices that silenced long ago. Could I hear them anyway? cerulean and I sang ruby and the whole world was my plum-colored playground. But was it true? Or was my world always black? And I painted pretty pictures and as I hummed to myself to entertain my delusions. Were there ever color-changing skies or were they always gray? Perhaps life was never purple, but always a state of delirium. And poem.
Wow. First of all, I really liked your title, Typos, Song Lyrics, and Paint Cans. What a mixture. If only I had my life. If only my life had spiraled out of control, something might have made sense. Instead, it unraveled. Unraveling is much scarier. You're spinning around in that unravel, and you can't do anything about it. You're fighting like swimming upstream or something, and it just feels like, you know, that there's not a whole lot you can do about it, and I can hear that here. I speak of them, and if they sang cerulean and sang ruby and the whole world was my plum-colored playground, but was it true? That feels sort of like, you know, like the things that you hung on to, the things that are getting you through, is any of it, was it true? Is it true? And I painted pretty pictures and hummed to myself. This is very powerfully emotional, and I hope that the song lyrics change and that the blue chases the gray and the sun comes out. And much, much, much more purple. Hatter.
Yeah, my phone's beeping. I can honestly tell you that your world, it was purple. Definitely. You're just seeing the room since you've been gone a while. It's not gray. I know what you're saying too. Reflecting and questioning one's life. Yeah. No, it was always purple chaos.
Thanks, Heather, and Irish Rose, you want to comment? Rose, are you muted?
Yes, I was muted. I'm sorry. I think the one thing that really leaks out of me at me about her poem is that that one she spoke about her life spinning out of control rather than unraveling. And I think that, you know, when life becomes absolutely chaotic and you have no choices and you're reactive, that, you know, shoot, you don't have time to think about things or do things more rationally. And you know, and spinning out of control versus unraveling. And unraveling takes time, and it usually has enormous stress, whereas, like, if you crash and burn, then you're dead or whatever, that happens. But unraveling takes time and stress and pain and suffering, and I really like the way that she used those two comparisons, because those are very, very stressful situations, and that said a lot to me. That's a good poem. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. David?
Well, I like this because it asks the reader some questions while you're reading it. And I think that the way this is introduced, you know, it's if you get slam dunked right out right from the starting line, that's a little bit different than if it's if you gradually, I don't know, unwind, I guess is the word. It's a statement of human intellect to recollect your situation and prioritize the thing. And I was getting a little bit of that in the storyline in this poem. The whole world was my plum-colored playground, but was it true? Or was my world always black? You know, the questions that are posed there, you know, make the reader think that, you know, it's a reactive thing in there, and I like that. And it's a pretty dynamic poem too, very descriptive. It's dark, and I like the shading that you put into it. It's a really good poem, really was. I liked it very much.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And Wayne, will you comment, and then we'll play your audio?
Sure. So this is a wonderful but sad poem, lots of emotion, and I liked all the colors you blend into it. And I understand this poem. I live on Delirium Avenue, and I home to myself most of the day. You did a great job on this reading this, and a lot of it's sad, but it's a good poem. Good job.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. Thanks, everybody. And if you click on Wayne's link, I will push his recording. And here we go.
That's not me.
This is called Ended in Happiness.
That's a wrong song, wrong point, wrong point.
My pockets were filled with ambition. I was flying by.
Not the one that...
No, that's a...
A great, okay, not a problem. What I will do is just do a quick spin on the reads while I put this in. AP, I just went and grabbed it, and it's your 888.
Yes.
That's so cool. So
that
if you
pop.
Read yours, I will put it, Wayne's in.
Yes. Okay, Dad, I will read one.
Dad, I hate to interrupt, but I need to,
yeah.
I need to go. I have to be up early in the morning.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called, Cass. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a nice night.
Hearing everyone. I'll try to call again on Saturday.
Oh, cool. That'd be great. Thank you.
Great.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Kyle.
Okie doke. Now for something purpley different. This is A Bridge It Tumbled, and it goes a little bit like this. A bridge tumbled rickety hewn across waters from rock strain, and in the music created a tune. It sounded a bit like purple rain. Heaven sent those branches I borrow, woven their tendrils by slope strain. I only wanted to see that they were lounging. They were there lounging, full of purple grain, violet wane. Purple grain, plum was strained. Purple grain, mauve refrain. I only want to see you lounging with the purple grain. Even those cold rushes left to smother. This slope we're on will never end. Say could never reel you in from your brother. These rocks I have to tend. Purple grain, violet wane. Purple grain, plum will strain. Purple grain, mauve refrain. I only want to see you lounging with the purple grain. And boom.
No, I turned around, and when you got into the chorus, you were so comfortable, and it was just like you could hear the comfort in your voice. And you're doing a Prince song here, and you were just all comfortable. And I loved the way it sounded. It had the same tones and stuff with the purple grain, violet wane. Plum will stain, mauve refrain. I mean, it's very clever because you stuck to, like, the colors and stuff that are in the scene, but also to the patterns and sounds that were in the original song, like you always do. And I really like in the second stanza, heaven sent those branches I borrow, woven their tendrils by slope strain. I only wanted to see they were lounging. They were lounging. Full of purple grain, and it was just very cool. And like I said, then you take us in the song. Fantastic take on the prompt.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne, what do you think?
I thought it was great. Purple Wayne. I enjoyed all the great singing. Caught me off guard, and I enjoyed all the food. And I think you did a great job writing it. And sing it again. I like it.
Thank you. What? Cheers.
Awesome comment. And, you know, I'd be willing to bet that every one of us now has an earworm and purple rays in our head, just saying. Hatter, what do you think? Hatter?
He's on a candle.
I think he's gone.
I think somebody stepped on the string.
Dave, can you comment?
Sure. I thought this was pretty cool. you did a great job describing the prompt. I'm not very familiar with a lot of what little I remember of it. I'm just a Pink Floyd guy, kind of, you know. But
no, fair enough too. Thanks, Dad.
It was great, and I love the way you write, AP. You could write out a grocery list and make it sound good. Well done.
Great comment, and Rose.
Rosie.
Are you muted?
I am muted. Anyway, I really enjoyed it. And I just really wish I could have seen what he was reading, but I enjoyed the ad lib and it was refreshing.
Thanks, Russ.
Are you not in the chat room?
I thought I was.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I did post it. It starts out by saying, oh, great number. It says it's number 888.
I don't know. I'm just on my phone right now, so.
Okay. And then I just now posted your poem.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know what happened to Hatter.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so if you would read for us.
Certainly. Let me bring that up right away. Okay. Another war poem. Okay. Begin poem. Purple night. Russian voices mix in purple night, muffled. Slavic grunts float by, born on a fine north wind, close to where the river Dnieper flows, its life's spirit forever to the sea, eternally. Raw-edged lightning spits its golden leaves, sadistically flashing phosphorus flames. Sulfuric scents burn incandescently. Routed civilians panic and flee, scattered like so much sand lost into the pandemic of purple night, only to tragically disappear in between the unknown shadows that wait so patiently. Camel drones sneak silently in between the ebony evergreen, dancing in shrouded delight, in between death's hair-triggered release, making war's eternal memories deliberately. Buzz-biting, desperate men left abandoned in fate's wasted land, where trenches flow, curdled in crimson red. And who will comfort those left dying in their fears, along with their dreams, now lost and forever gone? Who will comfort them in this dying wasteland of lost human beings? End poem.
Okay, for starters, I love the way you just read that. You gave it an extra bit of spookiness. That was really, really cool. I also want to say congrats on the fact that it was a front page pick. And wow, the details, raw-edged lightning splits its golden knives sadistically, flashing phosphorus flames, sulfuric scents burn incandescently. You're getting scientific there on us. lost into the pandemic of purple night. Great, great metaphor. The pandemic of purple night. I like that. And down a little further, buzz-biting, desperate men left abandoned in fate's wasted land where trenches flow, curdled in crimson red. I mean, the imagery through this and the little details just combined with the tone in your voice as you read, like I said in the beginning, gave it ambiance. It was very spooky-ish. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
David, what do you think?
I like this a lot. I read this one before the show too. That whole deal over there in the Ukraine is a mess. It is the nastiest garbage I've ever seen. It makes Vietnam look like a hospital or something, you know. And I thought Rose did a really good job of summing all that up. And using the lightning bolt here, you know, to illuminate the contents and the storyline of this poem. That camel drone sneaks silently in between the ebony evergreen, dancing in shrouded delight, in between death's hair trigger release, making war's eternal memories. You know, those guys over there in the Ukraine, they can't even lay down without these drones blasting into them or flying into their wherever they're trying to hide from. You know, it's just the worst thing I've ever seen. And I think your poem here really illuminates that. And I like the sound clip that you put in the bottom of it there. It really is fitting, especially if you read it. Read the poem while it's playing. It's really, really a good job there.
Thank you so much,
Gwen.
Appreciate it.
Good job.
Thank you.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
Great comment. And Wayne, did I already ask you?
No, we have not yet. So I'll do it right now. So this is a great,
please,
great reading. What's the poem? Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep. Sure can.
Great. Okay, this is a great read and a wonderful poem. I had a question. Are you from from Russia or that area around there? You got this voice that's I'm saying you got a crisp, clear voice that's just kind of like Phil the poet is. It's so demanding and captivating. It's a great read, and I like your voice, but you have that same tone to your voice that the poet does. That's the reason I was asking that, or maybe it's just a topic, but your great voice, great read, and I enjoyed it a whole lot. Great job.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Awesome comment. And AP, will you comment and then read the next poem for me?
Yeah, I actually really want to comment on this one. You did a great job with that, Rosa. They're brilliantly read.
Thank you. Thank you.
And look, Ukraine has every right to be incredibly upset with what has occurred with Russia invading, because back in 1994, they were the only country ever in the world to give up their nuclear weapons. And they gave up their nuclear weapons in 1994 on the basis that they would exchange assurances from Russia, the United States, and the United Kingdom to respect the Ukrainian independence and sovereignty of their borders. And then, you know, we're talking 20, 30 years afterwards, Russia invades.
Yeah.
And that is just absolutely disgraceful behavior, frankly.
It is.
From a state that to be a country of its own accord is meant to follow the rule of law, and frankly what they did was abhorrent, and what they have done in the Ukraine deserves to be shown as the actions of a rogue state. And that they have permanently marked themselves as a rogue state in history with their behavior in Ukraine. It's just absolutely disgusting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Devastating.
Mercury has got their butt and sent some money over to them. It's
horrible.
That's what I think. Anyway, I can't say it more straightly than that. So we're going on to the next poem, which is Sweet Purple, is it? By Lockdown Lux. And it goes a little bit like this. I had travelled hard on high energy, walking into the rainbow. I feel a calming as we merge. I see a hue of secondary, then my heart first hears full singing, an iris entranced by a flowing hair. Violet glides across the floor as if with wings. A royal symphony plays from I know not where, and as purple whispers to me, my soul too sings. We dance as if forever in the soft moonlight, she with the lightness of a butterfly's grace. In fields of lavender, my heart takes flight, realizing that this is the magic of our place. Across the waters, the wars rage on. But if trouble's not this island's tranquility, checking my reflection, the wanderlust has gone, knowing that our place is where I should be. Harmony is where I found how to love living, as time dances every second having fun, teaching me to live loving and giving, and where my sweet purple is still the one. End poem.
Amazing read. Do you want to comment first?
It's beautifully written. It's got a real a calming sense of peace to it within the purple. I thought he did a fantastic job with this poem.
Great comment. And again, an awesome read. And thank you, thank you.
Good job.
Talk to you later.
For the rest of the show, and we'll talk soon.
All righty. Love and respect.
Okay. Talk soon. Okay, cheers.
Did an amazing job with this, the emotion in it, the descriptions, an iris entranced by her flowing hair. Violet glides across the floor as if with wings. A royal symphony plays from I know not where, and as purple whispers to me, my soul too sings. I thought that was an amazing stanza. It's like heartfelt, and it's got romance and great description. I thought this was a beautiful poem, and I appreciate the hard work and the creativity and the beauty, and thank you very much. Let me get you some comments. Ladies first, what do you think, Irish Rose?
I really enjoyed this poem. I thought that it was a really good read with it, and I like the depth of the poem. And it has a real nice sweetness to it, you know, and I just enjoyed it. It was a calming, like you say, a calming read. So, yes, very good.
Awesome comment. And Wayne?
This is a great poem. It's got love in it, and the wording is beautiful. It's got a great poetic mood of contentment in it. Wonderful way it brings all the colors in. It's a great flow, great rhyme. It's just it's my favorite poem of his right now. I think it's a great job.
Awesome comment. And David, would you comment on this poem and then read the next one for me?
Sure. Yeah, I really like this. I like the way he introduces the woman into this storyline here. It's very interesting. Violet glides across the floor as if with wings. A royal symphony plays from I know not where, as a purple whisper to me, my soul too sings. That's cool. That's a really neat stanza in there. I like Lark's poetry anyway. I'm starting to hear more of it, and I'm liking what I'm hearing. So. I think it was really a well-done poem. Okay. And then you want me to read this one by Joe Braz?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay, this is called Planet Purple. It's by a gentleman named Joe Braz. And it sounds like this. These trees I know behind my house, these branches home, the evening grouse, the purple light filters through down from the night. You see it too. Soft branching screens do highlight stars, galaxy sheen, and shimmering Mars. Planets in line of purple space, like songs in rhyme, each word in place. Artistic strokes, angels paintbrush, color evokes lavender hush. So we are drawn by purple night until the dawn sheds morning light. End poem. Beautiful poem. Wow.
Great read, too. You want to go ahead and comment?
Yeah, I think the descriptions in this are fabulous, you know. I like this. I like it where it starts out, the very first part of the stanza, the first stanza. These trees I know behind my house, these branches home, the evening grouse. You know, I've got so many trees around my house, and I can identify with this thing, you know. The purple light filters through down from the night. You see it, too. This is especially prevalent in the summertime when we don't have all storm clouds around, at least up here in the Pacific Northwest. I thought this was really a beautiful poem. It really was. And it was easy to read. It was well rhymed. It's got good structure. Interesting storyline. It's a real fine poem.
Awesome comment. And I put Wayne's link on the board. Sorry about that, Wayne. I did find it, and I did add this to the studio. So if you guys click on that, I will push play, and we can hear Wayne's. And this, Joe Braz, I think that this came out awesome. I like your descriptions, like the artistic strokes, angels, paintbrush, color evokes. I love the idea of an angel's paintbrush. Very clever brevity. And I'm going to push play for Wayne on the right one this time. And it is right here.
This is called A Grave Party by Wayne Jin. In the darkness, the spirit plays just like Hendrix in a purple haze. Black cat silent, staring at the moon, about to slide to the violet lagoon. Feline consumed by a heavy purple hue, back at the graveyard, the royal spirits flew. Tyrant gravestones hovered in the air, looking around for something to scare. Mob ghostmen stood up on the hill. Mulberry spirit stuck around to make the kill. Tonight will be a gas. Spirits shall have fun, but none dare get caught in the morning sun. Indigo elves danced in the lavender lake. Evil laughed at the souls would take. Noble nighttime, had the shadows survived? 'Twas morning when sanity was revived. In.
Wow. Grave Party. I wasn't even sure where you might have been headed when I saw the title, Wayne. But I love the picture that you chose and where you took it. In the darkness, the spirit plays just like Hendrix in a purple haze. I love that opening. Mauve ghostman stood up on the hill. Mulberry spirit snuck around to make a kill. Tonight will be a gas. Spirits shall have fun, but none dare to get caught in the morning sun. I like how you put teeny aspects of songs, but also like horror movies, like you get caught in the morning sun, and if you're a vampire, you're gone. So it put that kind of image in my mind. The evil laugh that there's always in the really good horror movies, there's always some kind of maniacal laughter going on. So I like that you mentioned that too. But like, this is only a little over 100 words, but the descriptions were all so cool with the silent black cat in this, that you took us into that graveyard and looking around for something to scare. Well, you know, things are scarier in dark, so I don't know whether I would have stopped to see that it was a kitty. If I would have heard it, I would have ran like hell. So it just, I thought that this came out fantastic. And the background, too, as always. Fabulous job, and I'm really glad I found the right SoundCloud. Awesome share. David, what you think?
Well, I like this, Wayne. I think this is one of your best ones, as a matter of fact. I really like all of it. I mean, there's no one part that really sticks out. The first stanza, in the darkness of spirit plays, just like Hendrix in a purple haze. I love that. Black cat silent, staring at the moon, about to slide to the violet lagoon. It's really cool. This is almost like song lyrics to me. It almost sounds like a song, something that one of our favorite guitar players would do. I don't know who it would be, but anyhow. It's really cool. I like the storyline in it a lot. It's fanciful. It doesn't pull your mood down. It just kind of makes your you do a double take on the stanzas and reread them, which is good. You know, it evokes a response in the reader, and that's what we all try to do. And you did a really good job on this. The way you wrote it and the way it rhymes and its meter and all that stuff is really good. So well done, Wayne. My
thank,
best
thank you,
man.
I get AP to sing for us.
Huh?
I said I'll get AP to sing for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would.
You could go.
Yeah. Yeah, he always does, and he seems to have such a great time doing it. I would be a nervous wreck, you know. I'd be like, put your earplugs in, and I'm sorry if your ears bleed when I'm done type of thing. So, like, I don't know what's going on with the studio. It's like it's dropping people. It even just dropped Irish Rose.
It's getting late.
I'm thinking that rather than ruin this last couple of poems by being cut off or something, I am going to I'll reach out to the poets, and I'm going to move this over to Open Poetry on Saturday and get them taken care of. You know, I'm getting a little frustrated with the stuff that keeps going on with the studio, but I love doing shows, so what choice do I have but put up with it?
He's a good show tonight.
Well, part of that is because of you, for both of you, and I appreciate you. But I think so that I can at least get my thank yous on there, that's what I'm going to do. But I want to say, in case you're listening, even though I will reach out, Angel, Bill, Gerald, Titus, and LG, I'm shutting down due to technical difficulties, but I will transfer your poems to another board, and I will reach out to you. And on that note, I would again thank our sponsor, AP Taylor, and my board members, Sweet Pea, and my big brother, Hatter. It dropped him, too, and I don't think he can get back in, so it's, like, very frustrating. But I want to say thank you to Irish Rose and Joe Brass and Angel and Bill and Sky and Gerald and Lark and Titus and LG Mace, and a special thank you to Wayne and David for hanging out with me to the end here. I appreciate all of you. And also, Chaos, it was nice to hear from you. You all make these shows what they are. It's my honor to get to hang out with you, and I appreciate you. And don't forget, next week in the color series, we will be touching on the color yellow. And as always, I found a whole bunch of art, which hopefully will tickle everyone. I am putting the link on the board right now. So go ahead and click on that and choose your art before someone takes your favorite. And on that note, I think what I will do is play us out with some beautiful music that just might possibly have been written by someone in the studio as we speak. So, on that note, love and respect everyone, and good night.
Good night, Deb.
Night, David.
Ooh. Dallas Marinara sirens know it well.
By Dave Proffitt. Night, everyone.
Thank you,
awesome.
Deb.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Night, everyone. Love and respect. See you next week.
You bet.